Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
How will the upcoming Pesach be conducted, celebrated during this ongoing war on terror? Joining us now on the line to unpack this issue, Rabbi Avid Friedman, who's a co-founder and director of Yanshuf. Rabbi, good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Good to be back together with you.
No, great to have you on board, Rabbi, and thanks for taking the time to chat to us about this issue. Now we approach Pesach on the 22nd of this month. So looking at the meaning of Pesach, freedom from slavery, and now we hear October the 7th, what transpired on that date. This is the first Pesach taking place at this point in time. So what message are you wanting to convey during this forthcoming Pesach?
Well, I think that it's certainly true that as we're thinking about Pesach, many of the themes reverberate and echo in different ways and in more powerful and intense ways as we're going through this, as we're living through this war, as there are still 130 Israelis who are men, women, children who are in captivity, who are praying for, and you know, still today is the first day of the month of Nisan, so we still have 14 days to pray very hard that they should all be home for the Pesach holiday, and that's certainly where our thoughts are. There are still tens of thousands of people that are not in their homes and probably will not be in their homes for Passover. So the themes are very strong, the themes of hope, of redemption. The truth is that I think these are themes that have echoed throughout Jewish history. And the truth is, when I think about it, we have been somewhat privileged, thank God, for the last 80 or so years in terms of the Jewish condition, for much of the last period, certainly for all of my life. But when we think about it from a broader historical perspective, the Jewish people have gone through many, many hard Passovers, many hard Pesachs, where they've been in all kinds of different situations. And part of the power of Pesach and the power of the Jewish people is that they've kept on and held on to their hope. Mm-hmm. And they've always said, next year in Jerusalem, and they've always said, we've always said, next year we will be free. So I think it's really that hope that that has kept us going.
Indeed. Rabbi, we've just experienced Purim. So will Pesach, like Purim, given you the circumstances we are living under now, this horrific war taking place, do you foresee perhaps an experience, a lull, a lessening in terms of celebration as compared to before?
It's an interesting question. I think with Purim always a little bit more jarring, because Purim is such a carnival kind of an atmosphere of just pure joy that people had a harder time thinking about how am I going to, you know, get dressed up and just have the kind of crazy fun that Purim is here. And still, I think that people were ambivalent. A lot of people didn't do it. Some people muted the celebrations in different ways. I think for Pesach, the themes just resonate much more strongly. It's a holiday that's celebrated in, you know, with our families together. And so I think that if anything, that the current situation will amplify our celebration with, I think, I know at my own Seder table, we will be marking the absence of, again, please God that it shouldn't be, but if it would be that the hostages are still not home, we will certainly mention them and pray for them and mark their absence in a very real way during our Seder. So that's first and foremost in our thoughts.
Indeed. Rabbi, in terms of celebration, is there any particular message, instructions, so to speak, for the community? Anything they need to be mindful of? Anything you just want to reiterate or reemphasize as we approach the celebration of Pesach?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I think it's quite beautiful and remarkable, just that it's already built in. It's really the way Pesach already has all of the tools, I think, that we need for this Pesach built into it for the last thousands of years. And really the most significant one is the fact that we celebrate with matzah and we celebrate with maror. You know, every single Pesach year we celebrate with maror, and we eat it in a sandwich, and that's at the crux of the Pesach celebration, is the idea that even when we celebrate, we always still remember the bitterness that we experienced, and that's always part of our historical memory. Mm-hmm. And even when we are experiencing bitterness, we also always have in mind the redemption, our past redemptions, and our future redemptions. So Pesach really, in so many of the customs of the holiday, whether it's the things that we eat during the Passover Seder, if I had more time, sometimes with my students, I actually go through literally every single symbol of Passover almost has this duality to it, both a sense of slavery, of suffering, of mourning in some ways, mm-hmm. and also the sense of springtime and rebirth and redemption. And I think that's exactly where the Jewish people are with a very, very hopeful eye. We're always defined by Hatikva. That's what we sing. That's what we stand for.
Okay. Rabbi, just very quickly, I guess a two-pronged question. Where will you be celebrating Pesach this year? And have you celebrated it elsewhere in the world? And what have you noticed? Is there anything distinct or anything, eye-catching during your experiences?
I will be celebrating, please God, with my family, with my in-laws, with my mother and father-in-law, in their home in Efrat. They live not far from us.
Okay.
And with my brothers and sisters-in-law and their families. And that's very often where we have the privilege to celebrate. It's a wondrous celebration of a lot of kids, a lot of laughter, a lot of noise. But a very homey and standard in many ways celebration of the Seder, and then during the Passover, very often, you know, in Israel, the custom is to go on hikes and to enjoy the land.
Okay,
and that'll certainly be a part of it as well.
Rabbi, we've just about run out of time. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive and wishing you a blessed upcoming Pesach. Rabbi Avid Friedman, co-founder and director of Yanshuf.